Okay, so anyone working in healthcare knows just how important getting dosages right is and how tough the calculations can be. So today we are diving into something that claims to help with all that.
It's called Meds Dosage.
Right, meds dosage. And it's a web app, something that really aims to just nail down medication dosage, the whole nine yards training, education support for actual clinical practice.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a collaboration between the Statistics Online Computational Resource, or as they like to say, SOCR, and the University of Michigan School of Nursing, UMSN. So, you know,
Big names,
yeah.
legit.
Yeah, and you can actually check it out yourself at medic.lovable.app. So pretty easy to remember. And yeah, today we're going to really give you a sense of how this app is trying to, you know, make a difference in medication safety
Yeah,
through education and practice.
absolutely.
So we'll look at, you know, training resources and the materials they have for dosage calculations, and then how this can actually be applied in a clinical setting.
Yeah, what I noticed right away is just how easy it is to get around,
The main navigation bar, it's all right there. Dashboard. You got your dosage calculator medication, reference your profile and about section, which, you know, every app has. But what's crucial is the documentation. They've got settings and then a really straightforward need help section. It even offers 24/7 support and like a direct line to contact them. So it seems like they really thought about usability.
So let's talk about that documentation for a sec. Like, where does that take you?
You can think of the documentation as like the app's brain. You know, and it's all broken down in these logical categories. You know, like getting started, it has details on each of the calculators, and really importantly, the mathematical formulas, like the actual math behind it all.
Right, so you know what you're doing.
Exactly. Then there's a section on medication references, broader learning resources, and like a pretty extensive FAQ. So it doesn't matter if you're just trying to get a feel for the app or you need like the nitty-gritty details of a specific formula. It's all right there.
And I'm guessing those mathematical formulas are a big part of the educational side of things, right?
Oh, absolutely. They've got a whole collection of these formulas. And here's the smart part. They use something called LaTeX to display them. It's a system that makes sure those formulas are displayed perfectly. So no chance of misinterpreting anything, which obviously is super important when you're talking meds. You know,
Huge.
yeah, you'll find everything from basic dose calculation to weight-based dosing, body surface area, or BSA dosing, and even like the really complex intravenous infusion calculations, the IV stuff.
Can you give us like a real world example of how those IV formulas work?
Sure. So take the flow rate formula, pretty simple. It's just the total volume you're giving in milliliters divided by the time in hours. And that gives you the rate in milliliters per hour.
Okay, makes sense.
Then you've got the drip rate formula, which factors in the drop factor of the IV tubing. So you take the volume in milliliters, multiply that by the drop factor, which is drops per milliliter, and divide all that by the time in minutes. That gives you the drops per minute. So like say you're infusing 1,000 milliliters with a drop factor of 15 over 8 hours, that comes out to roughly 31 drops per minute when you do the math.
Yeah, and seeing it all laid out like that, it really makes a difference.
For sure.
What about the more like, hardcore scenarios?
So for advanced AVEIR calculations, like when you're basing the dose on the patient's weight, they have the infusion rate formula. You start with the patient's weight in kilograms, multiply that by the dose, which is in milligrams per kilogram per minute. Then you multiply by 60 to convert it to hours and divide all that by the concentration of the drug in milligrams per milliliter. So say you have a 75 kilogram patient who needs 0.5 milligrams per kilogram per minute of a drug that's concentrated at 25 milligrams per milliliter. The infusion rate would be 90 milliliters per hour. That's cool.
It is, and these examples really show how the app kind of connects the dots between the theory and the actual practice,
Yeah, for sure.
It's not just about plugging numbers in. You really see why the calculation works the way it does.
Yeah.
Now, I see the app also has an interactive dosage calculator.
Yes.
So how does that help with learning and practice?
This is where you really see how changing different things affects the outcome. You know, they have interactive calculators for weight-based, BSA-based, and 4-by infusion, and you can just plug in different patient parameters, and it instantly shows you how the dosage changes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so say you're using the weight-based calculator. You enter a weight of 70 kilograms and a required dosage of 5 milligrams per kilogram. The app instantly spits out a total dose of 350 milligrams. That immediate feedback is huge for both learning and for like double-checking yourself in a clinical setting.
Yeah, it's like having that extra reassurance right there on the spot.
Totally.
Now, I also noticed they have practice problems built in.
Oh, yeah, that's where you get to really put what you've learned to the test.
Exactly.
They have problems covering tons of scenarios, basic calculations, weight-based dosing, IV drip rates, BSA calculations, even unit conversions. You know, it's like having a built-in quiz master.
Yeah, so it really does seem like Meds Dosage is trying to be like a one-stop shop for all things dosage.
Yeah.
From the very basics all the way to ongoing support in a clinical setting.
Absolutely.
And they have those quick links at the bottom, which makes it easy to jump around. And they even have legal information like terms of service and privacy policy, which, you know, is always good to see.
For sure.
And the fact that it's backed by SOCR and UMSN, that really adds some weight to it, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's legit.
So for you, what's like the biggest takeaway? What's the most important thing this app brings to the table?
I think the biggest thing is how Meds Dosage combines really solid educational content with these practical hands-on tools, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just about getting the answer. It's about understanding how dosage calculations work, which at the end of the day is all about safer medication practices.
That's a really crucial point. And you know what? You can actually explore all these features yourself at medic.lovable.app. So I encourage you to check it out. See. And as we wrap up this deep dive, it really makes you think, you know, with these kinds of tools becoming so accessible, how could this change healthcare education as a whole?
Yeah.
And could it actually lead to fewer medication errors in the future? It's something we're thinking about.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for exploring this with us today.
It's been my pleasure.
And we'll catch you next time.
Sounds good.